On the phone line now is Kwame Ramul, the Illinois Attorney General. General, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me.
We want to talk about unemployment fraud, and it struck me that the Illinois Attorney General, were you a victim, or did they try to make you a victim?
I suppose they tried to make me a victim. I don't have full grasp of who they are in my case, but all I know is I received a Illinois Department of Employment Security debit card in my mailbox that I didn't ask for. I continue to be employed, so I didn't ask for unemployment benefits.
I was going to say, if you could figure out how to get that done, let me know. No, I don't think that would be right. So the idea then is that someone applied with your I know someone who also got a debit card, and what happened was someone applied in her name, but they didn't realize that the IDES already had their banking routing information, so she actually was routed money. She didn't get a debit card, so the people who thought it might have been going in a check to them, they didn't get it. The wrong person, the actual person, got the money.
Yeah, so you know, since July, we've received in excess of 850 written complaints, and then another, you know, over 4,000 calls about different experiences, either receiving a card or experiences similar to what you define in your friend's case. And what it probably reflects is that the individuals, including my, either our social security number or other personal identification information, has been compromised, you know, through some data breach somewhere. It
right.
could be a great variety of places. We've had a number of data breaches through the years where our personal identification information has been compromised. That's why we're consistently trying to hold companies accountable who don't respond to data breaches the appropriate way.
Right. So when you say that you've had compromises, it's not Illinois state government. It's a business where they got my credit card number, and this is how they're trying to use it. Or my social security number, I should say, and this is how they're trying to use it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And so is it possible that you're a victim and don't know it?
Actually, in my case, the Department of Employment Security has indicated that there was no money.
But I mean, for the rest of us out there, is it possible we've been victimized and we're not even aware that we're being victimized?
Oh, quite frankly, definitely. And what we've asked people to do is to monitor their credit reports and set fraud alerts so that they can have a better chance of catching somebody having compromised their information and trying to take advantage of it.
And you can do that, right, just by going to credit. Is it creditreport.com?
Yes, it's annualcreditreport.com. That'll give you all three of your credit reports from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Through next April of 21, you can get it once a week for free.
Okay, and I've had occasion to put a credit freeze on because some of my information was compromised. But a credit freeze won't necessarily help in this situation, will it?
Well, not with regards to IDES, but what you got to understand is if somebody has tried to leverage your personal information for purposes of trying to get funds from the Department of Employment Security, they can try to use it for something else as well, including getting credit.
That's a good point. Okay, so let's go back to my friend. So my friend got money wired to her checking account. She's called IDS to try to get it straightened out, but right now she's still holding on to the money. I suspect the state wants to get that money back, right?
Most certainly. Most certainly. We're in a situation where we need every penny we can.
We can't spend it at restaurants right now, so we might as well hold on to it until we have to give it back, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to note, and you know, we've been working collaboratively with the Department of Employment Security and Director Kristen Richards has recently taken over as director. And like every other state employment security department, they've been overburdened in this time of this pandemic, because so many people have, in fact, lost employment. And so tell your friend to sit tight. You know, state
won't be
picking that money.
She won't be picking up lunch anytime soon.
There you go.
So tell me again, the website is for the credit report?
For the credit report is annualcreditreport.com. In addition, if people wanted to report concerns or get information, they can go to our website, illinoisattorneygeneral.gov, with any concerns that they have of being compromised.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul, thank you very much. I appreciate your help today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.